Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. These days, everyone is talking about fakeovye novosti, fake news. But there are plenty of ways to sway the masses without lies and photoshopped images. Russian has plenty of ways to describe how to mislead, misdirect, and manipulate. You might not notice it while it's happening, but later you ought to be able to know what to call it. Manipulation in Russian might sound a bit scientific. Дезориентировать, to disorient. Их цель – дезориентировать население страны и армию. Their goal is to confuse the population of the country and the army. Manipulation can also sound unpleasant but rather polite. For example, you can use the phrase создать ложное впечатление, to create a false impression. Sometimes this is unintentional. Подчас начинает казаться, что директор перестал интересоваться нашей лабораторией. Но это ложное впечатление. At times it might seem that the director is no longer interested in our laboratory, but it only seems that way. At other times, it's policy. Своими выступлениями они пытаются создать ложное впечатление о том, что правительство и церковь заботятся о народе. In their speeches, they try to create the false impression that the state and church are concerned about the population. People might simply try to influence others. This is влиять, to influence, or влияние, influence. Конечной целью рекламы, как и PR, является влияние на общественное мнение. The end goal of advertising and PR is to influence public opinion. This can also be called воздействовать, to affect, or you can use the noun воздействие, effect or impact. Действительно, есть люди, которые сильно и негативно воздействуют на других. There really are people who have a strong negative impact on others. All of that is more or less out in the open. Much worse is misleading people intentionally and covertly. This might be by doing something в свою пользу, for one's own benefit. Like this. Он устроил народные праздники просто чтобы повлиять на умы и души избирателей в свою пользу. He organized folk festivals just to influence the hearts and minds of the voters for his benefit. Another way is by doing something умело. Умело means skillfully, but in certain contexts, it means doing something so shrewdly and nefariously that it's actually a kind of manipulation. Создается впечатление, что действиями силовых структур умело кто-то дирижирует. You get the impression that someone is cannily manipulating the actions of the security structures. Бабая ревность – великая сила, если ее умело использовать. Women's jealousy is a formidable power, if you know how to manipulate it. От того, кто более умело или более цинично сыграет на настроениях россиян, во многом и будет зависеть ход политической борьбы. The course of the political battle depends on whoever can more shrewdly, or more cynically, play on the mood of the Russians. There are lots of ways to manipulate elections. As above, you can just skillfully direct them. Кандидат от партии власти очень умело управлял ходом выборов. The candidate from the ruling party steered the elections. Or you might control them. Пользуясь своими административными ресурсами, губернатор контролирует ход голосования. The governor is using his administrative resources to control the voting process. Or you can work on the voters. Его команда обрабатывает избирателей, лапшу на уши вешает по поводу роста пенсии. His team is pushing the buttons of the voters and filling their heads with nonsense about raising pensions. This is literally hanging a noodle on their ears, one of Russian's most colorful ways of duping people. If all that fails, you can move on to outright fraudulent activity, conveyed by the verb pair podtasovывать and podtasовать, to fake, to fudge, to tinker with. This is what you do to facts and figures. Как было отмечено Верховным судом, эти выборы были подтасованы. As the Supreme Court noted, those elections were rigged. And then you might as well throw in the towel of covert activity and называть вещи своими именами. Call a spade a spade. Девушка была очень хитрой, манипулировала людьми, играя на их жалости. The young woman was very cagey, manipulating people by playing on their pity. Он вводит в заблуждение общественное мнение. He is leading public opinion down the garden path, literally into misperception. Worst of all is кукловод, the puppet master. Here people aren't just manipulated or influenced, they lose all their power of independent thought and action. Puppet masters can lead you by the nose.
Его долго водили за нос кремлевские кукловоды в 1992 и 3 годах.
The Kremlin puppet masters led him around by the nose in 1992 and 1993. And even if nothing is happening, the puppet is on guard.
Знают, чуть что кукловод дернет за веровочку.
They know that the puppet master will pull on the strings at the drop of a hat. But relax. Manipulation is not always a matter of politics and power. In the old days, and probably still today for some people, manipulation is just a tactic in the battle of the sexes, where the main weapon is your eyes.
Если кто-то захочет вам пустить пыль в глаза, то есть составлять о себе ложное впечатление,
if someone wants to make a big impression, literally to throw dust in your eyes, that is, to create a false impression,
или замазывать вам глаза, то есть обманывать,
or pull the wool over your eyes, that is, deceive you,
то не надо хлопать глазами, то есть бездействовать.
You shouldn't just stand there blinking dumbly, that is, doing nothing. Okay, got to go practice making eyes at someone.
И до встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!